Tanzer today is the din of Hashaka,
very close.
The Mishnah says in Beit and Afitzayinu in Beis that there's a discussion in the Shavu Yisrael about Tefillah and Yontif. Tefillah is Kalim, Tefillah is Adam. Then the Mishnah tells us, Bishavin, both Bishavin and Yisrael agree, Shemeshikin Asamayim Kli Evin L'Tarim. You can do Hashaka with the Kli Evin to Matayar the water. So the question is, what is this concept of Hashaka? How does it work? So the beginning of the Mishnah speaks about tefillah. So it seems similar to tefillah. You put something in water and you're retired. Tefillah's Adam, tefillah's Kalim, tefillah's Mayim. Now, the fact the Lashon is Hashaka, not tefillah, indicates that it's a different concept. Hashaka, not tefillah. Okay, we have a general rule that there's no tefillah by Ochle Ravashke. So if that's the case, is it regular tefillah? So Rashi there in Beitza, Deraskal Vashavid, assumes that it's a fundamentally different concept from tefillah. So this is a din of Zriya, based on the Gemara Pesachim Abedalit. The Gemara Pesachim Abedalit on Beit says, the Hashaka works with Zriya. It says Rashi, Zrui u'mechubari v'lei b'ikfa u'basli akabayu v'tiyaru v'eino tarif v'ikfa l'chol ochal v'ashka el l'abayi v'lo b'toras tefila, says Rashi. It's not b'toras tefila, el b'toras Zriya, k'davir v'pesachim perek kol shor. So Rashi telling us that Hashaka works we did Zriya. Rashi says this in a number of places. In Nida Yitzayah with Aleph, he says it very clearly as well. Yitzayah with Aleph, the Rashi Nitzar Miksasa, he's talking about Tefillah, Hashaka by Shelag, something we'll come back to later. He says that Hashaka works like Shelag, just like it works like Bahim. Sakul Hashaka by Mikfe Kishar Bahim. V'lo Mishum Tefillah. The Eid Ochli Rashi Nitzar by Mikfe. The Lok Sif Tefillah Eleba Adam Bikli. Kabal Yair V'lashu Bashka Eid Antaira Eleba Bahim. U'shum Zriya. What does it mean we did Zriya? But the halacha is, Mishnah Trubas, Perek Test, Mishnah Zayin, that Shtile Truba Shaditmu Vishtalar Tiaru. Now you take the Truba, you plant it, Tumitme, you plant it, it becomes Tahar. Right? Tiaru Bilatabe. Alba Bitara Luhu Zriya, Ubay Vibay Vzui Zriyasa. So Rashi is telling us that Zriya, that Hashaka is within Zriya, and it's fundamentally different from Tefillah. This is the sheet of most of the Rishonim. The Be'iri in Beit over there, the Fizayin, both in the Chidushim and in the Beit of Bechira, the Shidu Kwetzer in Beit to say this. And many Rishonim assume this to be true. If you look at the Urzeruah though, the Chelek Aleph, Simin, Shid, Lamin, Hey, the Urzeruah, after he discusses all the Zini Hashaka, he has a Kasha. He doesn't understand. We have a Klal that anything that's nitzba, ba'ava tuba, anything that has tara mikva can be nitzba ba'ava tuba, right? So he doesn't understand. Mayim, he says, can be nitzar in a mikva. So if mayim can be nitzar in a mikva, it should be able to become tuba to become ava tuba. That's the kasha of the Urzeruah. So the assumption that the Urzeruah seems to be making is that Hashaka is within tefillah, because he doesn't understand. Why is it mayim Nitzba ba'ava tuba? After all, it can be nitzar in a mikvah. And this I saw in the Sikkumim of Luchas Nitzshiur about mikvot. He has this, and I think from Meir Arik, it's quoted from Meir Arik. So really, this is a kasha that they ask. The Urzura seems to understand that the din of Hashaka is within tefillah, unlike Rashi, unlike most we show. Now, in truth, this also seems to be a fairish Mishnah mikvot. Mishnah mikvot is a perik yud, Mishnah chet, the very last Mishnah. Speaks about a person who drinks mayim tmeim and then goes to the mikvah. And then, for this person, urine. So what's the status of that urine? Is that urine tahar or tameh? So the Mishnah says, shasa, or so he throws up, so throws out the bashkin. Shasa mayim tmeim v'taval v'hikiyam tahorim. V'tei shehev tahorim v'guf. The Mishnah says, the person drinks mayim tmeim, goes to the mikvah, throws them up, vomits them, that mayim is tahar because the mayim has become tahar in the mikvah. So, How did it become Torah the Mikra? So everything is in Tefillah. So it was Nitzbal. It's Nitzbal the Gufa Adam. If it's in Hashaka, it's very difficult. Hashaka assumes the Gia between the Bay Mikva, the Bay, and the Bay Mikra, the Bashik. So the Mishnah Rishonah, over there the Mishnah Akhorah, excuse me, the Mishnah there asks his Kasha, and he writes, he gives two answers. Both of them are very big solutions. The first one, he says, that maybe there is negiah from the outside water of the mikvah into the water in your stomach. Maybe there are chorim and stocky, maybe there's some holes. That you know, so he says it's docha. He admits that it's very docha. And then he says, the second answer, that we know the Gemara tells us the Yavamos that a woman who is pregnant, that is dispo, she's pregnant, the tefillah works for the Umrah as well, because Haidu Revise. That's the normal way a woman, it's natural for the child to have, the fetus to have its mother surrounding him or her, and therefore the mother doesn't constitute a chatzitza. So he says, so here it's Haidu Revise. But it's a Pella, because as the later Achorim points out, you know, Haidu Revise means it's not a chatzitza, but it doesn't mean there's positive maga. Shaka Lachor means positive maga. So how could the Mishnah Achrona say that Haidu Revise allows the water from the mikvah to be bashik, the water in your body? Yes.
So we just say it's bottled to the body. There's no chepta of the water there. Anymore.
Oh, so that's the Chazanish holds. The Chazanish has a different answer. He says, basically, the Ravid. The Ravid seems to say this. The Ravid in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Perek Yud Halachas, basically says that as soon as the water goes to your body, it becomes totally bottled, it becomes nita. The question then just becomes, why is it tame if you didn't go to the mikvah? The Mishnah says, if you went to the mikvah, then the water that comes out of you when you throw it up is tahar. According to this, it should be tahar regardless. So that's the question they have to contend with.
I didn't hear the question.
Meaning,
about this, sir.
The Mishnah says if they went to the mikvah, if you went to the mikvah and you threw up the water, it's tahar.
Right.
Sounds like if you didn't go to the mikvah and you threw it up, it would be tameh.
Because you're still tameh.
Right. Okay. 100%. Yeah. So that works out. The question though is the opposite. Where if you're
But what about the food? If you throw the food, it's not proper. Only if you drink water does it work.
Let's say you drink soda, and you went to the mikvah, and then you throw up the soda, so it's tave. Why is it tave? It should be bottled in your body. So that's the question I'm dealing with. That's a different mahalak. But anyway, the pashtus of the Mishnah is ends the last issue before, so that there is tahara in a mikvah. We did tefillah by Mayim. But again, virtually all the Rishonim reject this understanding. This is possibly the understanding of Zeruah. And there are other ways to get out of the Mishnah, as noted. And furthermore, the real kasha of the Zeruah, as the Wilkinson points out in the shiur there, is that Hashaka doesn't just work for Tara, right? It works also for Psulei Mikvah. Like Vayim Shuvim, you have Haviyasa Malei Tova. You have Psulim in a mikvah, and you do Hashaka, and it solves the Psul. If Hashaka was just a din of tefillah, it shouldn't solve the other Psulei mikvahs. It should only help for Tar. So, let's assume, as a Dabar Pashat, like Rabbi showed him, that Hashaka works in the din of Zriah. But the Gemara calls it Psachi, the Favadal Zriah, it's somehow planted in the mikvah, and now it became Tahar, it became Kasher, etc. So the question just is, how does that work exactly? Let's assume it's within Zriah. But what does Zriah mean? So, the paradigm of Zriah is taking seeds of Truva and planting them into the ground. What happens then? Two things will happen. One thing that happens is that the seeds become a Chubur Lekarka. There's Hashrasha, they become a Chubur Lekarka. Chibur. And similarly, at the same time, Lekara, there's also Bittl. The seeds become a Vutl, they lose their independent identity as seeds, and they become part of the karka. So usually these two things happen at the same time, so it's hard to clarify chakira, is it between bittel or is it a chibur? But the Gemara Chulad of Kuf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph speaks about a case where you have Zrayim Tmeim, and you use them as schach. Sichachu, you use them as schach. So there, L'chor, you have no chibur, they don't become a chubur to the roof, but they do lose their identity, they become a Vutl to the schach that's on the roof of the sukkah. And the Gemara there indicates that those Zrayim right become tahar, we did Zriah. So the implication is that you have this idea of bittel, maybe bittel is tahar, or maybe chibur is tahar. You have two options. What's the tahar by Zrayim? So if that's the chakira by Zrayim, similarly we have to ask what the chakira is by mikvah. Is it that the water becomes a chumur to the mikvah, and that's why it becomes tahar and kasher, or is it the water becomes a mevutel, it somehow loses its independent identity, and becomes mevutel, and thereby kasher and tahar. Now, if you look at Rashi, we quoted two Rashi so far, Nida Yazayin and Beitza Yazayin. There's also another Rashi in Chulin Chafav, Amud Beis, and in Pesachim Abedalit, Amud Beis. In all those places, Rashi, Pachot Yoter, says the following. I'll read to you Rashi Nida again. It says, the chibashiklu havlu chibur, Vayiv shebekli ve'bikva u'bitlu l'hu kavayiv. In all those places, Rashi starts off with chibur and then speaks of bitl. So it sounds like for Rashi, l'chora, that what's going on is that you have a chibur, the ikur, or the way in which Hashaka works is that there's a chibur, and once there's a chibur, the vela, it's vatal its identity. But really what's going on is chibur. So that would be the first mahalach, to say that really works with the chibur. Alternatively, you could say that really works with the bittul. And this is how the Kol Mishurim in Pesachim Os Kuf Dzayin understood Rashi. He understood Rashi, but I'll try to get out of it in a second, but he points out that Rashi Chulad HaChafafo Beit in Rashi Mishahichvit says that the only reason Tzviya doesn't work by Sharbashki, why doesn't Tzviya work by wine? Why doesn't it work by orange juice? Says Rashi, because there's Tam in these things, it's Haibul Opatil. So, we'll get back to it in a second, but the Kol Mishurim's Diuk is that you can't say bittul by tam. So we're working, we did bittul, right? I'll read his lashon. He says like this. Kamosha v'tarubos, iser beheter, the iser nitar v'shub v'tamiut v'zbatel l'gavi arov, v'shem arov al mute to ruba kakula, right? The shem arov goes on the mute, it's ruba kakula. V'hechet ika taiba, v'chei davar chashuv eina mute v'zbatel eisel arov, but you can't say this if you have a davar chashuv, etc., or tam. So the Kavish Urim is telling us that the way in which Hashaka works is that the water you're trying to bashik becomes it's misbatel to the main mikvah. Now, again, I pointed out before that I think the Pashas and Rashi in all four places they discuss this is that it's chibur and then bittul. But what the Kavish Urim might say is that when Rashi uses the word chibur, that's what he means. Again, the chibashik who have the chibur bebayim will beat the bebayim. Meaning, the chibur is just a physical chibur. You might not say that's a halacha chibur. I think that's how the Kavish Urim is going to have to read Rashi, because otherwise it seems to be so sir, you know, the other Rashi. In any case, we have two mahalachim. I understand. Zriya did chibur, or Zriya we did bittul. Yes.
This is a question directly related to this topic, but is it strange that they're using tam as a reason not to be Mabatul the mind when we're not talking about eating or drinking or tasting?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think the reason you have to use mare is because you sometimes have liquids that are, you know, like white wine. It looks like water, but it still tastes different. But I'm not sure. I think this points, it highlights the idea that the Kavish Urim is saying that we're really working within regular bittul. The Kavish Urim there actually connects this to the question of. You have the question that Rashi will talk to Ikra's Lav Doraisa, so how could it be that there's no Hashaka by Sharbashki at the Doraisa level? He really, you know, goes with it. He really thinks it's all connected. But you're right, you could draw the line and say the Hekateis is not connected at all. But Kavish Urim sees Hashaka and it's busy. So what is the Nafsavidas to this question? First question, that which the Kavish Urim already pointed to is the question of Hashaka b'Shar Bashkin. Why isn't it that there's Hashaka b'Shar Bashkin? So the Shita question is the basis of Yitzayim Rebbeis, the Rascal Maslisi, writes the following. It says, Gzeres HaKasuv Hu, so Gzeres HaKasuv, V'Mayim Bilbad, V'Shechozer L'Tiva V'L'Mekorav, Only Mayim is Chozer L'Tiva U'Mekorav. So I think what the Shita question is saying is that it's within Chibur, and only Mayim, can I say, are become Mischaber, you know, return to their original tiva the mikora, right? As opposed to Sharbashki, which you can't say they become a chuber. How can they become a chuber to something that's not their organic, you know, place of creation? Whereas Rashi in Chulin, as the Kavish Urim pointed out, says that the reason there's no Hashaka by Sharbashki is because time will abatil. So he obviously is learning that Hashaka works between bittul. It says it's time. It's like Nikar Iser, time will abatil. First off, you know, why is it that Hashaka doesn't work with Shabashki? Is it that there's no chibur, like the Shidduk Ratzis, or is it there's no bittul, like Rashi in Chulin according to the Kovetz Shiva? Second half, you know, what about Eruv? Do you need the Mayim to be with Arev to say Hashaka? Is it enough that they just touch, like Lashon Shika, they just kiss? Or do they have to actually be with Arev to say Hashaka? So the Rashba is based on Yitzayim Rebbeis, writes explicitly the Rascal Vashavi that there's no need for Erev, and this is what most Rishonim assume. But if you look at Makkos, Adaptale and Uralat, there's a whole sugya about Mayim, Shadafuli, Abagonal. A Chavis of Mayim falls into the avakadol. The question is the tefillah good or not? If you're told that that exact spot. Now, most of you change the girsa from ma'ib shadafu the avakadol to yayib, because they said, what do you mean hashaka? What does it mean? Water is going to fall. It is hashaka. It works, right? But if you look at the Rabbah and the Ritva there, they quote the Ravid Moshe Moshe Darshan, who says that Taka, if the Gersa is correct, Ma'im Shadafal Yavagadol, does it, is it this Har through Hashaka? Why not? Because this is Ma'im Sukim. And the water in the sea, the Yavagadol is Yaim, Ma'im Beluchim. There's no Eruv, claims Moshe Darshan, therefore there's no Din Hashaka, there's no Eruv. So what emerges is the Machlokes Rishonim, whether you need Eruv to say Hashaka. According to most Rishonim, there's no need for Eruv. According to Moshe Darshan, there's need for Eruv to say Hashaka. The Ritva agrees to this day, the Rabban rejects it, but the Ritva seems to agree to the day of Moshe Darshan. So according to this is Tali Rachakira, namely, if you say that it's within Chibur, so Chibur is Chibur. As long as there's Negiyah, there's no need for Eruv. As long as there's Chibur, so the Hashaka would work. If you say that Hashaka works with Zitzel, it makes sense, at least you can think the direction that you require Eruv, right? Because Eruv would allow us to somehow see that it's somehow it's not the null of the Nikra Isser, it's mixed in. So that's at least a possibility. The Be'iri in Matthew actually brings a third daya, and he says that you don't need Eruv, but you need that the water should be Mechusa. Meaning, it's not enough that the Hashaka has Yesu, so let's say you're going to be Rashika Kli Evan, like the Mishnah in Beitza. See, Jesus, when you put the Kli Evid in the mikvah, so the main mikvah is about or bechase the water on top is the Kli Evid. At least that you need. I'm not sure what the Meir is saying by that. Is he saying that if we did bittel, that's enough to do bittel? It's covered? Or is he saying if we did chibur, just you need a stronger chibur? I'm not sure exactly how to go with the Meir, but this question of whether you need Eir b'chor is a b'chor to show him that reflects this question is if we did bittel or if we did. We did chibur. Third afkamina. What about hashaka by chavid in sode, or yafid in rai? The Mishnah Mikvos, the second last Mishnah Mikvos, very good Mishnah Vav, thinks of the Shavuot Hillel, if you could do hashaka by ba'im chavid in sode, or by yafid in rai, etc. So the question is, would there be a problem with this? The Hillel says it's not a problem, the Shavuot says it's a problem. So the Rash says, well, really, fundamentally, it's not a problem at all. Just as the Shabbos is go there, you should do a Hashaka, because maybe if you have Ma'iv Yafid, if you don't want to do a Hashaka, the mikvah is really dirty. If your Ma'iv is clean, you want to drink the water, you want to drink a Batara. So you do a Hashaka, but you're not going to want to get the water dirty. So you're not really going to, be bashing properly. You won't actually touch the water, and therefore it won't really be a halachic Hashaka. So that's the Rash's understanding. It's just because they're drugged out. But and the Rosh says, you understand, you have to taste it, because if it's really just a gzeir, you're not going to do it well. So the opposite case, when you have by Rayim, and you want to be bashing the mikvah by Yafim, it should be fine, because we're not worried they're not going to do it well. On the contrary, you want to get some of the Rayim Yafim into your class. So that's the first trust. Try the Rosh. It's a gzeir, it's Rabbanan, Atu not doing Hashaka properly. If you look at the Rabbah Pesh Mashiach there, you have to follow it. So the Rabbah, Meshavim Obrim, Shirzash, Vitaris Abayim, Atveim, Loitarev, Elev, Mikvah, Vibidav, Ibhayu, Bayim, Chavim, Harev, Mikvah, Shiyu, Bayim, Chavim, Ibhayu, Barim, Harev, Mikvah, Shiyu, Bayim, Barim. The feast of the Rabbah, Shakavana, Vitaris Abayim, Shahudase, Ibha, Mikvah, Kidavar, Echad, Vijita. Says the Rabbah, the reason Meshavim rejects Hashaka between hot water and cold water, or between good water and bad water, sweet water and bar water, is because Hashaka means that they become Dover Echa, says the Rabbah. And you can't have Chibur to Dover Echa if the waters are fundamentally different. So it's clear that the Rabbah is telling us that the Hashaka works, we did Chibur, right? You can't have Chibur if they're different meaning. Now what does Beis Hillel hold? Beis Hillel holds it works. So Beis Hillel could be interested in two ways. Either Beis Hillel holds that Eich Rabbi is within Chibur, right? But it's just that they think that my Yafim and Raim are a different medium. You could become Echad between my Chavim and Tonim, between my Raim and Yafim. We'll hold off for the second. There's a second Pshat Beis Hillel. Hold off for a second. So that's the first Mahalach. First Mahalach, again, the Rash says it's all Gzid Rabbah. Let's forget about the Rash for a second. The Rambam says that you have to be mechaber the water, and you can't be mechaber because they shabai yafim and rai because they're separate bidur. If you look at the Rosh there though, the Rosh writes the following. He says, "V'dira li lafarish shetayrus shabai shabai b'shub de ochir vashkim evla tarav mikva ela taras vayim she lihashaka who b'shub de b'teili agav vei mikva b'samar vei shabai de lo b'teili el vayim kiyotzi behem." So the Pashup Shad of this Rosh, he says he holds just like the Rabbah. Pashup Shad of the Rosh is that he says the same thing as the Rabbah, that he has to be Echad, the Hashakah is within Chibur, and he can't become Echad, it can't become Batal, but here the word Batal doesn't mean Bittal, it means that they can't become Echad, right, if they're different meaning. That's the Pashup Shad of the Rosh. As he says, he holds just like the Rabbah. If you look at the Kovetz, if you look at the Kilat Yaakov in Taras, Sibin Sabich, Oth Gibel, he understood the Rosh as saying that Hashaka works with the Bittul. He quotes the Kavash Yorim, and then he quotes his Rosh. He says, "Oh, you see, the Rosh says it's with the Bittul, right?" I mean, the Rosh of the Rosh again, right? He says, "Right, it works betaras vayi b'Hashaka mishuv de b'teili agavei vikva. The Tzavei Shabbat is a b'teili el vayi kiyotzim. You can't say b'teili it's not kiyotzim." So the way the Kilat Yaakov understood the Rosh is that the Rosh is saying that Hashaka works with the Bittul. So again, both the Rav and the Rosh hold the Zidid Chibur, but the way the Kilat Yaakov understood the Rosh is that the Rosh held the Zidid Bittul. So basically what emerges is that you can understand this Mishnah according to everybody. If you hold that Hashaka is Zidid Chibur, so you say that, like the Rav, Beishavi hold the Kashu Chibur, they're separate meanings. Yafi, Rav, Kashu Chibur. What is it, Tila hold? They might say, well, no, they're not so different. Yafi and Rav, why are they so different? According to the Kilat Yaakov, the whole mission is assuming it's a bittul. The shayla just is Beshabe holds you can't do bittul. They're separate meters, like nikra iser. Bittul holds no, it's not like nikra iser. It's not so different. You can do bittul. But the third option of the side of the mission is that you have a machlokas between Beshabe and Tila about this issue gufa. Beshabe says you can't. It's within chibur. You can't be mechaber two separate things. And Bittul says no, it's within bittul. Therefore, even though they're different, one can be mispatel in the other, assuming that it's not so different that it's nikra iser. That's just a third suggestion as to how to understand the Chalkes Veshavis Hill. But for the Rabbi, it's all Bidid Chibur. For the Rosh, according to the Kilat, it's all Bidid Bittul. I'm suggesting maybe it's good for the Chalkes between Veshavai and Veshil. Daphne number four. This Daphne is actually quoted in the Kilat Yaakov there. He quotes the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is found in Beit Yudzayin of Beit, Yuvaskal Matbilin. He quotes it from the Ritzvah and Bacchus over there, that's valid. The Ra'ah holds that. You can't do Hashaka by a Abaya. If I have a cup of water, I want to be tired than a cup of water, so I could put it in a mikvah, Hashaka. Can I immerse it in a Abaya for a second? No. Says the Rosh, you can't do Hashaka by a Abaya. Why not? So what I would have said is that it's Bidin Chibur, right? It's Bidin Chibur, you can't be Mechaber, two separate, he says, Abaya is a Tarab is also, it's a different entity. So that means you can't do chibur. The way the Kilat Yaakov quotes it and saying explains it is that you can't do bittul because they're fundamentally different. The water in my glass can't be mispatel for the water in the bayan because they're just a separate medium and it's like nikra is. So again, this halacha can be understood in both ways. Now, we still haven't fully explained what chibur means, right? We started off, just to summarize, we asked the question, how does Hashaka work? Is Hashaka we did Tfila, or do we did Zriya? So we said, Pashas, the most Rishonim, is we did Zriya. That's the Gemara of Pesachim, most Rishonim. Then we asked, what is Zriya work? How does Zriya work? Is it Bittul, right, or is it Chibur? Is it your response of the water, or is it your Mechaber the water? And we brought a four Afridis this question, namely the question of Sharbashkin, the question of Eruv Habayim, the question of Chabim the Tzodeid, and the question of Hashaka by Abaya. But we still need to do is to explain what exactly Chibur means, right? What is the Tzodeid? This Bittul, everybody knows what it means. Bittul exists by Terumas also, Bittul. But what does Chibur mean? How does Chibur retire the water? So, you could say that the Chibur creates Bittul. Right, that's what Rashi is saying. Coming back to this Rashi in Yid Yudzayin, and again, the other Rashis say the same lashon. The chibashik lehu habu chibur ba'im shemekli bei mikva ubitlu lehu kabayim. Meaning, the chibur creates a bittul. One understanding is that the chibur creates a bittul. The other understanding is that the chibur itself is a betayer. The water remains as mayim shuvim. It remains as, obviously, you can only say this whole chakira can only be analyzed within the context of heksher mikra. Within tara, the water is tar, so it's certainly tar, it becomes mevutal, it becomes tar. But when you speak about the shuvim, it's about the measure that, you speak about shuvim, you speak about havayasa de tova, etc., the psule mikva. So what does that work? How does that work? How does the shaka work there? Is it that it becomes mechubar therefrom is bata, or is it just chibur? So what's the obvious afkabira? The obvious afkabira is the question that the shach deals with in Sivan Reish Aleph, Sivkata Kuf Yud Beis. He quotes the suffix that's brought in Rei Yeruchov as to whether or not Vayish Uvim are nitarim through Hashaka even once Hashaka is finished. You have Vayish Uvim, you're mashing it to a regular mikvah, and then you're mashing to Hashaka. So do you still say that the water is kosher for mikvah or not? So this is the suffix. We'll close this show. Shach recommends to be back with halacha this issue. And l'chora, the suffix is gufa whether or not the chibur is mevatel l'shebaim, that becomes me mikvah, or the chibur is just a baksher, and therefore you need the chibur. If you don't have the chibur, you don't have a heksher. But as soon as the chibur is nifsak, the heksher is also a nifsak. Another nachmira that potentially to this question, and if it's not nachmira, it's certainly an interesting ha'ara, is the Gemara Nida Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says a fascinating thing. It quotes a sefer that says that Sheleg is very unique in halacha. Sheleg is not a chibur patoma. That means if a tami touches one piece of the sheleg, it's not a tami through and through. It's not like one chefta. It's not a chibur. And yet, for Hashaka, if you're mashik part of the sheleg, let's assume all the sheleg was tummy. You touched all of it individually. That's all tummy. If you do Hashaka to one part of the sheleg, to one flake of the sheleg, the entire sheleg is tar. So it's very strange. So, the Ibn Moshe in Simon Aleph Oth Hey points out that basically what emerges from this Gemara is that the chibur by Hashaka is even less than regular chibur. It's what we would call the Giyah. Right? It's not even chibur for Tumah Tara. Right? It's only for Tumah. It's only chibur l'gavei Hashaka. So it's that, you know, the one flake touches the mikvah and then becomes Tahar, and then there's like a dominoes effect that allows every subsequent flake to become Tahar. But it's just what he calls the Giyah, not even chibur. So I think that idea of saying that it's chibur, it's such a tenuous chibur, it's still entire, fits better if you assume that the chibur is entire as chibur, not that the chibur is mevatel the shame, you know, the shame ba'ashka from it, the shame psul from it. Because l'chora, you have a very, very weak chibur here, so I think for Pashas it's easier to say this idea that chibur works in such a way that it's just pure chibur and really therefore needs the continuous flow to the mikvah to remain kosher. Just as an aside, the Rav Chaim in Hilchot Tumas Ochli, Zayin Hey, firstly points out that the Tara of Hashaka is Vidid, he seems to say it's Vidid Chibur. He says, as soon as it goes into the mikvah, it becomes part of the mikvah. Like, there's concepts, mikvah by Yetar, it becomes part of the mikvah. It doesn't sound like we're talking about Bittul, which is pure Chibur. That's what it sounds like. And then he actually makes a very interesting point that I'm not sure if everybody agrees with, but he says there are really two levels. There's Eruv, right? What's the difference between Eruv and Mikvah? Eruv is supposed to be Shver Tadok, right? What is Erev? I have two mikvahs, each of 20 saw. I want to be chabad. I need a shaver to know. He said, Hashaka is not Erev. Hashaka is just chibur, he says. And because it's just chibur, even to be chabad, even if it's just a little bit wet, it's enough to be chabad. Because Hashaka is when you have a mikvah 40 saw. You want to be mashik this one clean, this one, you know, leader to this mikvah 40 saw. So, basically, what emerges, put your chabad together with your emotion, is that you have three levels. You have Erev, which is shaver to know. Then you have chibur, which in other areas of halacha might be tefecha v'asatzpia. And the Ibn Moshe basically says, I mean, I'm not sure it's a third level or just a clarification, this chibur isn't even really chibur, it's just the giyah ba'alah. It's a very, very low level chibur, maybe even lower than in some other areas of halacha that require chibur. Fine, so what we saw here was that we have a concept of hashaka, we discuss whether it's been tefila or been zriya, pashas been zriya. We read the chakira is, does zriya mean bittul or does zriya mean chibur? And then we analyze what does chibur mean exactly. Does chibur mean chibur and then bittul or just pure chibur? And we brought a number of the afkaridas to discuss.